This is Dr. Minha. So I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Michael Dupree, MichaelDupree. Date of birth 07/17/1967. Date of appointment 11/12/2024. Requesting physician Kevin Cope, KEVINCOPE. Dear Dr. Cope, I have the pleasure of seeing Michael Dupree today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on 11/6/2024 woke up with slurred speech. His face was droopy on the right side. He went to the urgent care and then they transfer him to the emergency room of Nathan Latour Hospital, where CT of the head done, which was read as negative. He was diagnosed with Bell's palsy and prescribed prednisone and antiviral. He is having pain behind the right ear. He is still having slurred speech. Chewing is difficult. Drinking liquid is difficult. Lyme test also done in the emergency room. Past medical history, trigeminal neuralgia, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain syndrome, hypertension, past surgical history, carpal tunnel in both hands, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, hydrochlorothiazide, Ventolin, atorvastatin, vitamin D, tramadol, cyclobenzaprine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol, he is retired, he is single, lives alone, have no children. Family history, he was adopted. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, right facial palsy, joint pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, aneurysm, abdomen, soft bowels on present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is a right lower motor neuron type of facial palsy present. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, right-sided Bell's palsy. Number two, headache. Next paragraph. Patient is already completing the course of prednisone and valacyclovir. His CT of the head is negative. I will continue the same medication, prognosis and facial exercises explained to the patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.